that someone will give a prayer request, and then a month or two, they'll say, oh, thank you for praying because this was answered.
Deb Niemeyer, Lorna Maxwell, Ellen Keller Evans joining us. The Park Street Christian Church offering up the hot turkey sandwich meal this very evening from 4 until gone.
The tradition, whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle. New Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden has authorized Ukraine now to use long-range U.S. missiles to strike inside Russia, something that had been prohibited until now. ABC News contributor and former State Department senior official Steve Ganyard.
The significance of giving a TACMS to the Ukrainians is that it will allow them to hit deep behind Russian lines, to hit supply caches, to hit troop buildup areas, and hopefully blunt the attack on Ukrainian forces inside of Kursk.
President-elect Donald Trump nominating FCC Commissioner Brandon Carr as the next FCC chairman. He has called big tech the censorship cartel and says it must be dismantled. Vivek Ramaswamy heading up Trump's Department of Government Efficiency alongside Elon Musk, suggesting they delete entire federal agencies. Also nominated over the weekend, fracking exec Chris Wright to head up the Department of Energy. Spirit Airlines has filed for bankruptcy protection. The biggest U.S. budget airline has lost more than $2.5 billion since the start of 2020. This is ABC News. A new E. coli outbreak is now being connected to carrots. One person has died and dozens have gotten sick across 18 states. ABC's Phil Lipoff with more.
The CDC is warning organic whole and baby carrots sold by Grimway Farms are making people sick. The products have been recalled by the company and they have been removed from store shelves. However, there's still the warning out there that they may be in your home. Some of the brands being recalled include Whole Foods, 365, Simple Truth, Trader Joe's, Wegmans. You can find the entire list on cdc.gov.
McDonald's now says it'll spend about $100 million to help franchisees affected by the E. coli outbreak linked to onions used on quarter pounders. Over 100 cases were reported in states like Colorado, Montana, and Nebraska. And Netflix is promising to fix the streaming issues with a Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight that happened on Friday night. Netflix is set to stream more sports, including a couple of NFL games on Christmas. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Have you visited the Creative Outlet lately? We are a family-owned business carrying a variety of products that support many individuals in our community. We consign brand-name clothing at resale prices, display handmade crafts made by local artisans, and offer craft supplies that you want to purchase because special orders are always welcome. Store hours are Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. I'm Heather, and I invite you to visit the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette at the Prescription Center. Our new store at 930 Sexonville Road is great. We have room, windows, and the same friendly people. Thank you to all who have continued to allow us to care for you. Please remember to check when you register with your provider that the Prescription Center is your preferred pharmacy. At our new location, we are now able to be pet friendly. If you are riding with your pet, please bring them in. We would love to meet them. It is Part D time again. There are lots of changes this year. Large increases in deductibles, the ability for your Part D plan to cover your copays, so January is not so expensive, and changes to cover drugs. It is important that you check your coverage for next year. We will do that for free. We have our drive-up in place, so pull up to the door and call 647-8806. Paul will run or walk your prescription and pet treats out. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
5 minutes after 7, 25 degrees here at WRCO. We'll share with you forecast details in a moment.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Thanksgiving is quickly approaching, and that means tasty holiday cooking, quality time with family and friends, and the start to the festive season. Hi, this is Julie from Robin's Nest. I invite you to stop in and shop our unique selection of one-of-a-kind finds for your home and browse our seasonal decor. Add a pop of color to your Thanksgiving table with a festive floral centerpiece. Order early for best selection. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa. Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today's forecast for Southwest Wisconsin calls for a high of 56 degrees. Looks like some rain could be moving in by later today. Rain, which could be a soaking rain at times tonight, and a low of 50. Tomorrow, 58, but don't get too used to it. It looks like Wednesday and Thursday, both days, a high of just 40 with a 50% chance of scattered light rain and snow showers. By Friday, maybe a few peaks of sun and a high of 41. That's a look at weather today. Currently, it is 25 degrees in Richland Center. Over the weekend, Saturday was a little chilly there. I was thinking it was going to be warmer. Then yesterday was a little bit better until later in the day. There was kind of a little chilly out there. Plains of Sextonville.
Here's the snap. Placement made. The kick is blocked.
It always seems that way. I I say you're doing fine. I expect to hear from you almost any time. They all know I'm crying. I can't sleep at night. They all know I'm dying down deep inside. I'm sorry for all the lies I told you. I'm sorry for the things I didn't say. More than anything else, I'm sorry for myself. I can't believe you went away.
John Denver, thank you very much. It is 7:12 on a Monday morning. We'll see what old Hank Bray is up to in just a little bit, and our birthdays and anniversaries as well. We'll salute those celebrating in a little while. We hope you had a good weekend. My goodness, how fast time is flying. We're getting ready for making our Thanksgiving plans down the road here, and we'll see about, well, some things after that. Start getting into some more holiday things. I think we have another wedding before Christmas as well, so it's been kind of the year of weddings in our family. We're moving and grooving here this morning. This is Kenny Chesney in Old Dominion.
I talk to Jesus just about every night. I call my mama and my dad at least once a week to remember my roots and keep on planting deep. Sometimes I need to step away and get a different view. There's really something to that honky-tonk attitude. It pulls me out of that everyday sinking sand.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized. Hello, Detroit auto worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, Pittsburgh steel mill worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who swings the hammer, driving home the nail. For the one behind the counter, ringing up the sale. For the one who fights the fire, the one who brings the mail. For everyone who works behind the scenes, you can see them every morning in the factories and the fields, in the city streets and the quiet country towns. Working together like spokes inside a wheel, they keep this country turning around. Hello, Kansas, Wheatfield farmer, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, West Virginia coal miner, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who drives the big rig up and down the road. For the one out in the warehouse bringing in the load. For the waitress, the mechanic, the policeman on patrol. For everyone who works behind the scenes with a spirit you can't replace with no machine. Hello, America. Let me thank you for your time.
For the working folks today, Alabama on Country and Community, WRCO, it is 7:19.
Quartz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Having at least one major credit card and using it responsibly is a great way to build healthy credit. At WCCU Credit Union, we recognize that different lifestyles require different options. If you like to keep it simple, we offer a platinum card. However, if you enjoy earning perks, you'll love our Ruby Rewards or Emerald Cashback cards. Both come with great ways to earn points and some free travel insurance, too. At WCCU, not only do we offer some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, but we also service them locally with people you know and trust. With holiday shopping and traveling coming up, now's a great time to apply online for your card at WCCU.coop. Or for more information, visit any of our WCCU offices.
Helping you feel.
Hello, everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, Munk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Apples are in great supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm, and now is the perfect time to visit. Right now, all remaining apples are 20% off, perfect for gifts or family treats. Plus, enjoy fresh apple cider and save room for bakery favorites like the daily made apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and turnovers. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 until 4, or until the apples are gone. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
The NASCAR Fans United Grace Team invite you to come out and enjoy the original Fall Craft Fair at the Richland Center Intermediate School this Saturday from 9 until 3. Lots of quality crafts and direct sale items for your holiday shopping. Lunch will be available. Admission is free. All proceeds will go to Grace. Make plans to attend the Fall Craft Fair at the Richland Center Intermediate School, Highway 80 South, this Saturday. For more information, call April at 293-1342.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we understand the lifestyle changes that come with a new diabetes diagnosis can feel overwhelming. We are here to help. Our team of dedicated certified diabetes care and education specialists is ready to work with you to share knowledge, support you, and help you set attainable goals. Reach out now to learn how the Richland Hospital and Clinics can help you live your healthiest life.
It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Hank?
Good morning, Philip.
What you doing?
Well, I'm just praying for you, Phil.
Praying for me?
Yep.
I need it.
Oh, you will after what you did to her earlier.
What?
Playing the Packers replay for the block punt and then playing her John Denver song. And, you know, Phil, it doesn't work that way because that was actually a heart suffering loss for Bear fans.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
It was a fortunate, very lucky win for the Packers.
Hey, I will tell you this. Caleb Williams is a good quarterback. Okay, he really is. But he cannot continue to run like he is and stay healthy in the NFL.
Yep.
It won't happen.
Bottom line. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was one of those first time in 85 years, I think it is, that a Packer game ended on a blocked punt for a win. So I saw that somewhere.
I thought the Bears blocked one in 1999.
The Bears kicked one in 1999, right?
I can't remember. I thought the Bears blocked a Packer punt or a Packer field goal.
It was a Packer win by a block field goal. First time in 85 years.
Wow. Wow. Tough. It was going to be heartbreaking no matter for who lost.
Oh, yeah. Right. Exactly.
So, but anyway.
Yep, indeed. So your Saturday, you got some prestige there.
I did. I was honored to do the eight-person state championship game in Wisconsin Rapids. Very, very honored. It was, I think, about 1,400 people there. The fans, the stands were full. It was an absolute honor. So I was very, very blessed.
They gave you a plaque, didn't they?
They gave me a plaque. They gave me a plaque and a flag and a state championship coin. And it's pretty cool. It was a pretty cool experience. So
very nice.
So
and a high-scoring game, as eight-player can sometimes be.
86 points, I believe.
Was it 52 to...
It was 50-36.
50-36.
Yeah, Owen Withy with the state championship. Good football team. Nice running back, too. Very nice running back. So
yeah, he scored how many touchdowns?
Six touchdowns. That's a state record for state championship football. And I'll be honest with you guys. There was no arguing, bickering, or nothing. Nothing. That's kids good. Were yes, sir, no, sir. Hey, how you doing? Or hey, where'd you come? It was absolutely amazing to me.
Good.
How that went. So
good. Made your day go a little better.
It did. It was absolutely amazing. So, and then I got to be on the big scoreboard. I'm surprised it fit up there. But anyway,
there he
no,
is.
It was good. It was a good day.
So congratulations to you and your crew.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. And my father came down Friday and went within the game, and he left yesterday.
Yeah.
So. And that's, you know, again, I say I have the best dad. That only, you know, what dad would come up and.
Yeah, that's very nice.
So very, very.
He's
very
a good man, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
He's done well in life. We could have, I mean, probably raised more chickens instead of you. But
instead of me.
Oh, well.
But anyway.
What do you do, Hank?
Today is Chet's Chuckleball, man.
Yeah, I want to, before that.
Oh, boy.
Thank some listeners. They've been feeling sorry for us. So look at all these pens.
Oh, my goodness.
We've hit the mother load of pins.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. Four boxes.
60.
Or two,
60.
Three boxes.
And 60. Three times 60.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that crazy? 180 pins.
We better find one now that writes, I hope, among all those.
What? Why did we get all these? What did we do wrong?
Well, because I guess we whined about it on the air, and you know somebody felt sorry for us.
Boy, I sure do like the. There's no felt tip pens in there, are there?
No.
Dadgum, boy, I really like felt.
Hey, hey, hey. The pens before were kind of hit and miss.
Yeah, they
some
were.
Wrote and some
they were. They
but
were.
These will write. And
have you tested one yet?
Well, they're brand new, so they should, right? Anyway. That's the biggest thing around here, you know. It'd be nice if you had, like, some sort of a pen, like, surgically installed in your
yes.
hand. So you always had one.
But, you know, a pen around here, because anytime you need one, you don't have one.
I know. And somebody calls and like, wants you to put something on. Like, there's no pen. There's no paper.
Yeah. Well, it's that's
you're
Phil's
right on
fault.
Your hand.
It's Phil's fault.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
I'm a whipping boy. Oh, there's yeah. there's a red one in there.
Yes. Yeah, the red's my favorite.
I can correct my papers on Tuesday.
Oh, boy, they're smooth, too, Phil.
Isn't that nice?
Ooh. Ooh.
There you go.
Nice. Nice baby.
Nice, nice baby.
Nice baby.
I think it's ice, isn't it?
Well, we're staying away from that word. Anyway, young man.
Well,
hey, you know, last night I went to the restaurant.
Did you?
I did. The manager goes, hey, do you mind waiting for a bit? And I said, no, not at all. He said, great, take these drinks to table 9. Made $27 in tips.
Woohoo! Yeah, that might be a bonus for you.
Yeah, it was. I may have to turn it in to make another, you know, no mood lining.
Right.
Speaking of moons, don't forget tonight's moon will be visible from Earth.
Uh-huh.
You know, the one like was last night.
Oh, yeah. Boom, boom. I don't think that one even made the 6th grade comedy club.
You don't think it would?
I don't think so.
Oh.
This one did. Two Hollywood goats found some old film and began to eat it. Is it good? Asked one. Yes, but I like the book better.
Oh, my goodness.
Said the other goat.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes. A couple of old goats.
Trying to get my Christmas lined up for you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trying to get my Christmas plans right. So I just want to say, if anybody else who is getting coal for Christmas, we should link up sometime, get the whole fire going, and have a barbecue. Because, yeah. You know, that'd be a good Christmas day.
Absolutely.
If you're getting coal, let's get together and have a barbecue. So
make the most of it.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Yep.
Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, the sponsor of Chet's Chuckle on Monday. We have more coming up.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Oh, yes. Hank and his bad jokes there.
They don't get much worse, do they?
What do you call a lazy kangaroo?
What is it?
A pouch potato.
A pouch potato.
I wonder if our friends Remy at Tiny Acres Farm, Remy and Rooster, I wonder if they think that was funny.
Probably not.
Probably not. No one else did either.
Yeah. Well, Don't stop that.
I'm reading a book on anti-gravity. It's impossible to put it down, Hank. Yes. Hey, sixth grade comedy club. Thank you.
Help your friend on a diet by replacing the light in the fridge with an air horn, Philip.
Really? Yeah, that would do it.
It would, wouldn't it?
Especially your problem in the middle of the night.
Yes, yes.
When you want to get up and eat food all of a sudden.
Hey, what did the sushi say to the bee?
The what?
The sushi.
Oh, the sushi. Okay. What did the sushi say to the bee?
Yeah.
I give up.
What's up, bee?
Bad. Bad, Hank. Bad.
Not very good, is
no,
it?
No, no.
Okay.
But, you know, when you set the bar low.
Oh, well, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to go over it.
Exactly. You know, the people upstairs are very annoying. Last night, they stomped and banged on the floor until midnight.
Really?
Yeah. They didn't wake me up, though. Luckily, I was playing my tuba at the time. Hey!
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Anyway, you know you're getting old when you look at the clock to see if it's late enough to go to bed.
Yeah, that is a good point.
That's the truth.
That is a good point. And how many people have pets that they'll stand in the middle of the room and look at you like, okay, is it time to go to bed?
Let's go to bed. Yeah, let's go. I walked into the pub and the barman said, Henry, your wife looked quite ravishing last night.
Really?
Now, what can I get you, Hank? Whatever you've been drinking, sir.
Oh.
Can you play some John Denver?
No, I can't play any John Denver. Oh, boy.
Well, yeah. Let's see here. I told my computer I needed a break.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now it won't stop sending me Kit Kat ads, Phil.
Hey, those aren't bad, though, those ads. Yeah.
No, I like the Kit Kat ads.
Yeah, not going anywhere?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. How do you make a tissue dance, Philip?
You put a little boogie
into it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Sixth grade comedy club. Thank you.
I can't figure out why the baseball kept getting bigger to me. Then it hit me.
Then it hit you. Yes.
Whoop. Yep.
Anything else?
I have one more.
Is that your kicker?
No, here's my kicker. Do you have a kicker?
I'm getting out of the way.
All right. Why shouldn't you use beef stroganoff as a password?
Beef stroganoff as a password. You know, I give up.
It's not stroganoff. Strong enough.
That was really.
You don't get what's supposed to here.
I tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, what do you do?
You were busy this weekend. You didn't have a lot of time to work on your jokes, so, yeah.
Hey, what kind of apple isn't an apple?
I don't know.
A pineapple.
No.
Not going to get much better here, buddy.
No, the bar was low.
Buddy, have a good day. Everybody be kind.
That's old Hank Ray.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Get Black Friday savings all month long at Town & Country TV and Appliance at Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool featuring air fry technology. For a limited time, get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry for the holidays. Find previous model year closeouts in both stores, 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and Town & CountryRC.com.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
On this day in 1928, Steamboat Willie, the first cartoon with synchronized sound, was released. Mickey Mouse, the starring character, 1928. 1959, Ben-Hur, starring Charlton Heston, had its world premiere in New York. Some notes on today. Also was on this day when Lynyrd Skynyrd singer Ronnie Van Zant was married, 1972. Spike Lee's movie Malcolm X debuted in 1992 as well. Celebrity birthdays include actress Linda Evans from Dynasty fame, 82 today. And actor Oscar Nunez from The Office is 66. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be. On the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to Leah Myers from Tammy and Dad. Also to Jim Schwingle from all your siblings, Susan and David, John and Fran, Sarah, Patrick and Stephanie, and Mark and Tony. And good luck deer hunting, Jim. To Brianna Brownlee from Grandpa Dave and Grandma Anita. To John Dylan Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. And also to John Dylan Durst from Uncle Dave and Aunt Anita. To Jocelyn from Drake. Happy birthday wishes to Jocelyn Drake. Have a great day from Dad, Shelley, TJ, Chance, Ruby, Sarge, Roxy, Rufus, and Remington. Best wishes to Jocelyn Drake. Also from Dad, Shelley, TJ, Chance, Ruby, Sarge, Roxy, Rufus, Remington, and the whole gang. To Henry Clancy from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Also greetings going out today to Travis Heisel from Laurie and the Guys and to John Dylan Durst as well. Also to Travis Heisel, have a great day from your loving wife, Rebecca Heisel, and beautiful son, Beckham Heisel. We love you so very much, and you are the best. To Marla Zarati from Joseph, have a great day, Marla. To Jamie Walsh, whose birthday was over the weekend, happy birthday to another year of laughs, adventures, and making great memories. Have an amazing birthday. I love you bunches from Amanda. Happy birthday to Emily Fettaplace, from the residents and staff of Schmidtwoven Hills. The Bloom City Town Criers selecting these birthdays: Lauren Bartlett, Keith Bailing, Jermaine Hying, and Jamie Walsh. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Caitlin Labatt, to Keith Bailing, Mark Campbell, and Steve Salutis, along with Doreen Comerick. Happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. This goes out today to Drake Doms Jr., Jesse Barr, Jermaine Hying, Leah Myers, Pam Puckett, and McCoy Coe. And happy anniversary to Al and Julie Hatch of Blue River. They celebrate 42 years together today.
Is it his birthday, his graduation, his retirement, his anything? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we now have more gift items for guys than ever. Glock watches, men's bracelets, rings, estate items, silver bullet bullion, or custom engraved dog tags. Maybe you want to have his favorite item engraved, like a hammer, a knife, or a motorcycle part. We do full custom engraving on most metal items. This can really be a super cool gift. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for your men's gifts.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Coming up on 7:42. Good luck getting there as we get on the road for another week in Southwest Wisconsin.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Hope you have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin on this Monday. Joanne has the news next.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is 25 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45.
WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philback family of dealerships. Patchy fog early, especially in the southern area of our listening area. Otherwise, turning cloudy and breezy with rain moving in during the afternoon. A high of 56 and east-southeast winds increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, breezy with soaking rain, staying mild, fog possible, a low of 50. Currently in Richland Center, we have east-northeast winds at 2 miles per hour. And after a low of 25, we're back up to 26 degrees.
Hello, friends. Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, have announced that $1 million in grants is available for the Teacher Training and Recruitment Grant Program to train and recruit teachers where shortages are most prevalent in Wisconsin. The grants, which cover 2 years of program costs, are available through DWD's Expanded Wisconsin Fast Forward program. Wisconsin nonprofit organizations can apply for up to $500,000 to recruit, train, and license teachers to meet the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction's guidelines for serving qualifying school districts. The WFF program has funded two rounds of awards in 2020 and 2022 that benefited 10 schools' efforts to train, recruit, and mentor educators. Under the WFF program, the funds are only available to tax-exempt 501c3 and 501c4 nonprofit organizations. Applications are due by 3 o'clock Monday afternoon, December 16th. For additional information or to download an application, consult the grant program announcement and related grant program materials available at wisconsinfastforward.com/WFF_standard.htm. According to a 2023 report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum, the average annual teacher turnover rate for 2009 to 2023 was 11.5%, reaching an alarming 15.8% in the 2022-23 school year. This includes both the highest levels of teachers moving between districts and leaving the profession altogether. The report found that both rural and city districts with large populations of low-income students and students of color and small school districts were the most impacted. The Orchard Manor Committee of the Grant County Board Committee has approved reducing the Orchard Manor Skilled Nursing Facility's licensed beds from 99 to 74. This decision reflects a thoughtful and data-driven approach to adapting to evolving healthcare needs and market conditions. The factors influencing this change include sustained census trends over the past 4 years, the financial burden of a $170 monthly state bed tax per bed, ongoing staffing challenges within the healthcare industry, and the growing preference for private rooms in long-term care. It is important to emphasize that this adjustment will not impact current residents, care, or valued staff roles. Orchard Manor remains committed to providing exceptional care with staffing levels aligned to meet the specific needs of its residents rather than the number of licensed beds. Orchard Manor administration will collaborate closely with state officials to ensure all necessary steps are completed to implement this change responsibly and comply with regulatory requirements. Orchard Manor remains dedicated to serving the community with compassion and professionalism and providing a safe, comfortable, and supportive environment for everyone in its care. A crucial step forward for a pipeline project in northern Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has granted permits required for Enbridge Energy to reroute its Line 5 pipeline around the land of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. Enbridge must adhere to more than 200 specific conditions included in the permits to ensure it meets state standards for wetlands and waterways. Environmental and tribal activists remain opposed, citing potential wetland and wildlife destruction or contamination and potential oil spills. Enbridge must complete the 41-mile-long project around the Bad River Reservation by November 2027, hire DNR-approved environmental monitors, and allow DNR employees to access the site during reasonable hours. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers and manure applicators to check the runoff risk advisory forecast before spreading manure on fields. This tool helps determine the potential for manure runoff from a field depending on weather conditions and soil temperature. Users can access this tool at manurereadyadvisorysystem.wi.gov/runoff-risk/index. The runoff risk advisory forecast includes maps showing short-term runoff risk for manure application. The maps account for soil saturation, temperature, and precipitation on a scale of 1.5 square mile grids. The risk maps are updated 4 times daily with the latest information from the National Weather Service. Farmers should contact their crop consultant or county land conservation office for help identifying alternatives to high-risk spreading. Larger farms with a permit can also reach out to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. These professionals can help identify fields where the risk is lower and alternative practices, such as stacking manure in a safe location. DATCAP also reminds manure haulers and drivers to put safety first when traveling on roadways in order to avoid spilling manure, prevent injuries, and protect the health of people and the environment. All agriculture and livestock operations must report spills or runoff that have the potential to impact surface or groundwater to the DNR's 24-hour emergency spills hotline at 1-800-943-0003. More information about planning and prevention is available at dnr.wi.gov/topic/agbusiness/manurespills.html. A month-long jury trial begins today for a Shawnee County man accused of homicide. Michael Ingold is accused of strangling a woman to death during an argument in the summer of 2022. The case had been scheduled for trial at least 3 times, only to be delayed as both sides went back and forth over the admissibility of evidence, including previous comments by Ingold and expert testimony. Today is reserved for the consideration of various motions, with the jury reporting for duty on Tuesday, according to court records. A total of 23 days have been reserved for the trial ending on December 20th. There will also be a break for Thanksgiving next Thursday and Friday. There were fewer citations and ejections at Saturday night's Badgers football game. UW-Madison police say only 17 people were cited while the Badgers and the Ducks played at Camp Randall. That included several underage drinking violations and a few trespassing and theft incidents. 16 people were tossed from the stadium. 2 people had blood alcohol contents over .20, but were not taken to the hospital for detox. Governor Tony Evers announced 125 years of Wisconsin state parks as the theme for the 2024 State Capitol Holiday Tree and invited students to contribute handmade ornaments celebrating how the park system reflects who Wisconsin is as a state. Each year, the Capitol Holiday Tree is decorated with handmade ornaments from children, students, and families from every corner of the state. This year, students are encouraged to explore Wisconsin state parks for inspiration by reflecting on the state's beautiful and diverse natural spaces, significant historical markers, and the unparalleled recreational and communal value of Wisconsin state parks. Students are asked to make ornaments from non-breakable material. They must be strong enough to hold up during shipping and to be handled while the tree is being decorated. It is recommended that students do not use fragile items or paper cutouts that may tear easily, and that ornaments are 4 to 6 inches in size and are made from a color that contrasts with the color of the tree so they can easily be seen and enjoyed by all visitors. Please attach a 10-inch loop of ribbon or string from which each ornament will hang. If you have any questions about an ornament, please contact the Facilities Management Information Center at 608-266-1485. Please note that ornaments will not be returned. All students and families are welcome to submit ornaments celebrating 125 years of Wisconsin State Parks and should mail ornaments by Friday, November 22nd to Emily Gorman, the Wisconsin Department of Administration, Division of Facilities and Transportation Services, 17 West Main Street, Suite 119, Madison, Wisconsin, 53703. The Capitol Holiday Tree is displayed in the rotunda of the Wisconsin State Capitol Building throughout the holiday season and serves as a centerpiece of festivity for those visiting and working at the Capitol. Rather than sun lamps and more energy spent to beat the winter blues, maybe try out the Scandinavian concept of hygge. UW-Madison professor Klaus Anderson says spending more time with friends and family in cozy conditions is the key. Anderson says it's that sense of community and togetherness that can help push back the long dark of the winter months, and that sharing time with others can help keep us all a little happier.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Monday, November 18th. Robert Dobber Dobson, 80 of Muscadet, died Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 until 3 with a time of sharing at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. If the weather is good, please bring your classic car or muscle car to the last car show for Dobber. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for a scholarship fund for technical education. Robert Dobber Dobson, 80 of Muscadet. Dwayne J. Parkin, 64 of Spring Green, died Wednesday. A private burial will be held at a later date. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Dwayne J. Parkin, 64 of Spring Green. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Rebecca Powell had a daughter, Heidi.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
The Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County will hold its annual meeting this afternoon at 1 at the Union. The Union is located in the basement of the Richland Center City Auditorium. It's currently 26 degrees in Richland Center. The 8 o'clock ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the economy.